Seriously, Fred? How do you do it? You find every dead body there possibly is to find in Estes Park. For a while it got old. Now, the pendulum is almost swinging to intriguing. Almost.
I have no idea. I threw up my hands. I really don't. Trust me, I don't enjoy it.
She smirked. Come on. Both of us know that isn't true.
Before giving me a chance to reply, she turned her attention to Watson.
And you? Have you uncovered the murder weapon yet? Have you found a glove, cell phone?
She pointed toward the body.
Whatever tools people who need to get a life use to play in the clay?
Watson grunted his dislike of Susan, but refrained from growling. That's what's strange about it. Watson didn't notice anything amiss before I did. I'm guessing the smell of the clay threw him off, and it's not like there's any blood. Susan didn't answer but trudged toward Violet's body to inspect it again.
Can't really say I blame the flea bag. If it weren't for the fingerprints on her throat showing her skin, which I'm assuming is your fault since you love tampering with the murder scene, I'd be fooled into thinking she was a sculpture as well.
I did bristle then. I wasn't tampering with the murder scene. I was checking for Violet's pulse. I lowered my tone. There wasn't one.
Clearly.
Susan looked back toward the body.
Man, you've got to hate someone to cover them in clay, or at least really enjoy hating someone.
She leaned closer, squatting and putting both hands on her knees, bringing her face a few inches from the victim's.
Although, I gotta say, I've never seen Violet look so good.
Susan! It was like my mother's voice had just burst from me, a reprimand for inappropriateness. She spared me a glance.
Well, you have to admit she looks at least 30 years younger. All her wrinkles are smoothed away, and I never would have guessed her hair was quite so long. She should have taken it out of that prissy bun once in a while. It suits her.
I never guessed you being one to critique hairstyles. Susan flinched, and though she didn't address it, her cheeks flushed.
Seriously, though, you and the flea bag didn't find a murder weapon? And don't bother telling me you didn't look around before we got here.
No, no weapon. We had looked. Watson sniffed all over. But there were no guarantees he was looking for a weapon instead of food. I didn't share that probability with Susan.